Dreamscape presents Vivian in Red by Christina Riggle. Narrated by Exie Sands and Chris Lutkin.
One, Milo. She called me a vine, said I twisted into all her spaces, wrapped around all her branches. I remember she was missing one round toe shoe, which made her stand at an odd broken angle. Her hat was twisted into a ball of felt in her hand. She'd torn the hat from her head, turning her neat curls into a spray of hair, something like a halo. She said that to me. Then she was gone, out of my life, and for half a century I'd forgotten her. Same as I'd forgotten the name of my Hebrew school rabbi and the minute details of what my father had really looked like. Until yesterday. My God. My son Paul had asked me to come into the office to discuss business. Always business with Paul, holding down the fort at Milo Short Productions. So far, we're holding our own, even with the falling chandeliers and rotating stages and all that mishigas, not to mention Mickey Mouse storming Broadway now with his productions of movie cartoons that mainly existed in the first place to plug cheap plastic toys. I mean, some of those songs are all right, but everyone's already heard them. Say, Tale as Old as Time to anyone, and see if they don't start singing along like Angela Lansbury as a teapot of all things. I prefer Mrs. Lovett and the Worst Pies in London, if it's all the same to you. Now, Sondheim, that's writing for you. If my granddaughter Naomi gets her way, we'll be making Star Wars the musical. Anyhow, I was up early, and Esme knocked and said, "Good morning, Mr. Short. It's a hot one out there already," and began to make up the bed as I was fixing my tie in the mirror. My son David was forever telling me that I don't need to wear a suit to the office anymore, that a shirt with an open collar is fine, and these awful tan pants he liked to wear. "You'll overheat wearing all that," he would tell me, and I'd laugh. "Because you want heat? Try banging out tunes on a warped old piano in a tiny box of a room with an aging vaudeville act dripping sweat on you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?